Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Ocona.
That would be a little weird.
Mm. Wherever you are in our great state.
You can get a Sakona. Skona.
A Skona.
Skona.
So you know what you can get? You know what you can get at Strange Brew? Cup of coffee in the big time.
That's right. Just about any kind of coffee you can imagine, too.
That's right. Wherever you are in our great state. And yeah. Oh, have I ever told you about the hot chocolate story with Shane?
I don't think so.
I messaged him one Christmas, and I was like, hey, do you guys sell hot chocolate? Because I was going to get some, to give as a gift.
The package.
His response was great. Just like, just the best hot chocolate in the world.
Yeah.
That's all he said. I was like, all right, you'll see me later today.
I almost picked up a package the other day when I was at Brupolo. They had a ton of them. Like, they're perfect for stocking stuffers and things like that. They have, like, the travel size type. And then they have the big ones like they do for blueberry cobbler and albino squirrel, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that, and they got, you know, they got those little pods too.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have those for hot chocolate. We'll have to check, but I mean, they have stuff that's perfect to put in those stockings, give as a gift, get some Christmas tree cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are delicious.
Oh, the
made
big
from scratch.
Yeah.
So,
There you go. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. If you can't make it to Starkville or Tupelo, you can always order it there. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for Christmas. I am ready for Christmas Day just so I can, you know, I love Christmas Day. You know, I'm a big Christmas guy. Love the look on my children's faces when they open their gifts. Love the holidays. But what I'm really going to love is cutting into that prime rib and seeing that perfectly medium rare center. I can't wait. Excited, and you will be too if that's what you're doing for Christmas Day. And I hope that it is. All of your local meat markets. I was in Kroger today. They've got the prime ribs out, the beef tenderloins. Buy one, feast with your family on Christmas Day. Beef, it's what's for Christmas. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. I was so proud of myself last night, Robbie. I was tweeting out a link for College Corner with this really cool interlocking MSU rope hat. And I knew, I was like, that's going to sell, right? And it did. I saw they got a good number of sales. I was able to use the Riz in a tweet, though, so that made me really excited.
Careful. You're approaching Steve Buscemi, how do you do, fellow kids?
How do you do, fellow kids?
Yeah. Careful.
So I'm going to be tweeting out a few more of those kind of links this week. Some last minute holiday ideas. Man, baseball caps are just a great gift for Mississippi State fans. It doesn't matter what sport, you can always wear one. And they've got so many great styles at College Corner. Check it out, collegecornerstore.com, or they're either of their two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. And, of course, right now, going on at the guest room just downstairs from Restaurant Tyler is Miracle under Main Street. Now, I'll just go ahead and tell you, if you want to go, you better be prepared to wait a little bit. It's going to take a little while to get you in and get you out. But, wow, it's a really cool experience, and you should definitely go check it out if you're here in Starkville. But if you just want to make it easy on yourself, just go grab a meal at Restaurant Tyler, especially for lunch. The best blue plate in town, meats, veggies, cornbread. It's as southern as it gets. For the best meal in town every time, just head over to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only where you can bank with them, but how they're going to help you, how they're going to help you invest and manage your money and prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You got to have those answers quickly. You get them at Priority One Bank. They give you a level of service you cannot get at those big corporate banks. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It is Wednesday, which means it is time once again for the rumblings. And as we've talked about, the rumblings are presented to you by what?
Are we going to discuss any of the news today? Or are we going to hold that off?
Let's just hold it.
Okay.
Let's just do the rumblings. Let's have a rumblings day. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk about Luke Cromanhawk. I know how to pronounce it now. I wasn't expecting that.
I was going to get 50,000 fans.
I swear, if we can make that happen, I'll be pretty impressed. Yeah.
Now I'm glad that we have an official,
for the Bulldogs, Luke Cromanhawk.
Official pronunciation, though.
Can we get like the scream of the hawk to play over the Jumbotron?
Yeah. Yes.
He takes the field. Except on State's Jumbotron, it'll be.
I didn't hear any of that.
Hey, that's the point.
I think the pitch was. Oh, you really didn't say anything.
No, I did, but that's the point.
It's just going to be muffled.
Yeah. First down. Yeah, we'll do all that tomorrow. Basketball, recruiting. Let's just have a rumblings day. And the rumblings are brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Restoration here in the Golden Triangle. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. And they don't just stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. And don't forget, they are Paul Davis Restoration Golden Triangle, but they are available to help you out if you are in the Tupelo area. If you're in Tupelo and you have any kind of property damage, give Paul Davis Restoration a call here in the Golden Triangle. They can take care of you. Let's jump in, Robbie. We got a bunch of questions today. And our guy Colton Watson, first off the bench here, buying or selling that Isaac Stansberry helped McNeese State have an edge last Saturday. First off, it's just McNeese now; they're not McNeese State anymore, apparently.
Do you think that there's a chance? I actually did think about this.
He's on the bench.
He was brought in by Will Wade specifically for this game.
I mean, Will Wade is the American gangster. He will do anything to win.
Is it possible? Is it possible that he brought Isaac into the fold at McNeese specifically for this ball game?
Yes, it's possible.
It almost succeeded. His master plan almost came to fruition. They were in position.
Yeah.
The whole time, as I'm thinking about this, the whole time I'm thinking, like, Isaac, the reason we've never seen Isaac this active.
Yeah.
You know, he's involved in the huddles. He's talking. Like, he thinks his job's on the line right here.
He Connor Stallions this.
He has got to will this team, no pun intended, to a win.
There you go.
And it was very close. Will, did he lose his job? So, no. Yeah, I don't know. I think it did give them a competitive advantage.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Next one from Colton. Is the SEC as tough in basketball this year as it was in any peak years in basketball and baseball? 880 winning percentage in the conference, in men's and women's, I'm sure, is similar. Well, yeah, Colton, we just talked about that on yesterday's podcast. That was the whole premise.
It's true.
Yeah. Pick one person to share an adult activity involving plants with, Willie Nelson or Snoop Dogg. Who would you rather garden with, Robbie?
Willie Nelson is an older man.
Yeah, Snoop and I are about the same age, probably. So I think I'm going Snoop.
And I'm not saying that Snoop doesn't have the green thumb, if you will. But you know that Willie has been around the horn. He knows how to put together a nice garden.
He's been on the road again.
He knows how to put together a nice garden. He can get you some purple hull peas and some butter beans and all kinds of things, I'm sure. See, I'm going Willie.
I'm going Snoop. I'm going Snoop. Just a little, we got similar age and everything, same brackets and stuff like that. So,
except for the tax bracket.
The tax bracket's very different. Very different. Tanner Pounders, most basic question we've ever got. When you put your shoes on, what shoe do you put on first? I put my left shoe on first.
We just had this last week.
We did?
Yes.
Well, what the hell, Tanner? Moving on.
I just want to confirm here. I didn't know which one I did. After we had the rumblings,
yeah,
I made a conscious effort to see which foot it was, and it was the left.
Left.
I never knew that, but I confirmed it. I'm glad that he brought this up because I wanted to say something about that.
Well, there you go. Avid Bulldog, have we played each other in College Football 25? If so, who won? If not, who would win? We have not played each other. But Robbie, I would smoke you like a ham.
See, here's the thing with Brian. He talks big. He talks a big game when it comes to NCAA football.
He is big.
When you watch him play the game and you go to the settings, you will see very quickly that Brian is playing on freshman or junior varsity or whatever.
When have you ever seen me play this game?
No, I'm just speaking like if you came in there. You've told me that you played this on freshman.
There's a difference. The way you play against the computer when I'm just playing for fun versus playing against people is different.
You haven't been tested. You're playing basically all FCS opponents.
I have played this game for 20-plus years.
So have I.
I've played against many people and won many games.
I've played it too, but my dynasty.
It feels like you just.
My dynasty was set on Heisman. Why? While you have all the sliders turned off.
Why don't you just come over and play sometime then? Huh?
I don't want to embarrass you.
Oh, see now. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, anytime. Door's always open for you.
I don't think you want the smoke. I'm just saying. You need to get some practice first. Maybe play on Heisman a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
You're playing with the
awful confident.
You're bowling with the guards up. That's what you're doing.
Just saying. I actually haven't played that game in months. Did I tell you about that?
Uh-uh.
So after like year 8 of the dynasty, I got tired of Ole Miss. Like I'm sitting here, I'm playing for championships. Ole Miss is like 5-7, 6-6 every year, right? They're still picking off recruits from me. And it was just pissing me off. So I was like, I got to the offseason, I'm like, I'm gonna take them out of the SEC. I'm gonna move them over to Conference USA. So I did it, and I was just like, well, no. We'll bring them back, right? So I bring them back into the SEC. But then my next schedule, they weren't on it. And I was just like, I couldn't add them because it was a conference game. My last game of the season was going to be Vanderbilt. I was like, I can't not have the Egg Bowl.
You got to play the Egg Bowl.
Yeah. I was like, so I stopped playing for a little while. And I was like, do I want to restart my dynasty or what do I want to do? And then when the actual season happened, I was like, I am so disgusted with Mississippi State football. I don't even want to play this right now. So I just haven't played in a while. I might crank it back up.
I started playing it in August, probably.
Yeah, I played it. I started playing it the week it came out, yeah.
My God, State is so awful in that game. Like, it was just impossible.
Yeah.
Like, if you played that thing on Heisman or what's the All-American?
All-American.
Whatever. Yeah. Like, it's impossible. You can't beat Eastern Kentucky. You snap the ball and there's a defensive lineman in your face.
Yeah. The AI. This is why – see, I turn it on the AI. The AI is way too good. It's way too good. So I bring it all the way down. I give them a taste of their own medicine. It's like the Matrix. I'm Neo over here. I'm fighting the computers.
You correct the establishment.
Exactly. This is a great question. I can't wait to answer it. Sarthak Sharma, inspired by your dinner at restaurant Tyler, have you ever had a dinner where you didn't realize it was going to be as expensive as it turned out to be by a lot? Just dined a week ago, and let's just say I was off by a lot for five people. Five people. The tab is $5,046, Robbie.
Is Sarthak is not a troll account, right?
I don't think so.
Is he just flexing?
Here's the thing. If you look at this receipt, right, it says Sharma on it.
Oh, my God. Well, he's just flexing on us.
But here's the thing. Like, he got five chef's tasting menus. Those were $1,220 total. By the way, the water was $54. What the hell?
That's BS.
I'm out at that point. Then he got one old fashioned that was $59. One drink was $60. They got
old fashioned
here, Wagyu supplements here. My God. The food was $2,100. The liquor and wine was another $2,400.
I'm not going to this place.
I would never eat at this restaurant.
I can go to a really, really nice restaurant, and I could get most of this right here for probably, I don't know about the wine. I don't really know what that is.
Probably they got the wine, three wine.
$1,500.
The wine pairings, three of them were $650 a piece.
Like, yeah, this is
ridiculous.
$78 for cheese? There's something's wrong here.
Yeah. I'm not. Let me. Yeah, hold on. We got to know more. Atlas Restaurant
in Atlanta.
Atlanta. Yeah, here it is. Okay.
Start that.
Unparalleled culinary experience, it says.
You should just go into the Varsity.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, and you know this because we went to Atlanta for Media Days a couple years ago. You were with us, right? We went to Kevin Rathman.
Yep.
That meal that was eight of us, and that tab was like $1,800.
We went to Nashville in Dallas to a really nice steakhouse. Both of those was like $1,500.
And we're talking about we fed eight. Like this year in Dallas, we had me, you, Borky, Cross, Houston, and
Richard's brother.
So we had six. In Nashville, we had me, you, Borky, Cross, Houston, Matt Moscona came with us, Dellinger came with us.
They paid for theirs.
Did they?
Yeah.
We paid for Brett Norsworthy though, right?
Yes.
So that's seven. And then the year before that, Moscona was there was it Scott Rabelais was with us?
Maybe so.
And so it was like seven or eight guys there. Yeah. And it's nowhere near this amount.
But yeah.
We're all drinking and eating whatever we want.
We all had steaks, obviously. Yeah. We all had sides. We had sides for the whole table. We had four sides.
The sides did cure cancer. That's why they were $5,000.
Yeah. And then we had dessert. We had four desserts.
Yes.
Yeah,
we had guys getting fancy whiskeys and bottles of wine. I mean, we had a great meal, but it wasn't anywhere near. This is ridiculous. This is over.
$59 old fashioned is robbery.
A $54 worth of water. That's the first clue, right? If they're charging you for water, get out.
Don't go to this place.
Yeah, I'm not going to this
place. If you're listening to this, do not go to Atlas in Atlanta, Georgia.
Tarthak, you got scammed here. I could have gotten you a much equally great meal for a 20% of this cost.
I'm sick.
Yeah. All right. Jackson Waldrop, if you could only listen to three songs for the rest of your life, what three songs would you pick?
You got to have
three different songs. You can't just have all rock music, right? I need a country song, I need a rock song, and then I need maybe like a pop song. All right. I got the pop song.
I got a pop song too. It might surprise you.
All right. Well, hold on.
But it soothes me.
Okay. Then a country song. What's my favorite? I got my country song. Okay.
Okay.
My rock song. I got it. I'm good. All right. I'll go first.
Okay.
Even Flow.
Okay.
Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn.
All right.
And You Make My Dreams Come True, Hall & Oates.
Okay.
Those are my three.
Mine is pop, Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
Great song.
Like I said, it just soothes me. I love it.
It's an awesome song. You don't have to apologize for that.
You know, the people playing that song is pretty much Toto.
Yeah.
Toto pretty much recorded. Just unbelievable how good they were. Country, Two Dozen Roses by Shenandoah.
Oh, that's a great
song. And then Rock, Interstate Love Song by Stone Temple Pilots.
I'm not going to argue with you. Also from Jackson, top five best Christmas movies and one you hate.
Okay.
There's not really a, is there a Christmas movie I hate? I'm just like, that movie sucks.
I don't hate it, but I'm kind of over the Christmas Story.
The 24-hour thing is too much.
Yeah, I've just never just been.
I love A Christmas Story, though. It's one of my favorite movies. I love it. I will watch it in its entirety once every Christmas.
I don't know if I can rank these accordingly, but I'll give you five that I really love.
All right.
Christmas Vacation is my unquestioned number one.
Got to be on the list.
Christmas Vacation, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
All right.
Just always been a favorite of mine.
Sure.
Four Christmases.
Okay.
Very underrated movie.
All right.
Christmas with the Cranks.
Okay.
Is up there for me.
All right.
And then what's one more?
Elf.
Elf.
I was about to say Elf needs to
Elf be. Is probably it for me too.
All right. So I'll do some similar to you. Obviously, Christmas Vacation is going to be on my list, right? I love A Christmas Carol. I will watch any version of it you want to show me. I love A Christmas
Carol. See, I would replace A Christmas Carol with Scrooged.
Well, it's a version of it, but yeah, Scrooged could be on my list, to be honest with you. Those are two different movies. Like,
they are two different movies.
The same story,
I would replace it with that.
I'm going to put Scrooged on my list. So Scrooged, okay. A Christmas Story, and Die Hard.
Oh, you just went straight for the throat.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie. I will not be moved from that. That is, if ever I was going to die on a hill, that's one.
I agree with that. I don't have a hard stance on it.
Yeah,
but I've kind of leaned that direction the last few years.
So people, we were having this discussion last week, and I was talking about it on Sports Talk. Do you know what else is a Christmas movie? Lethal Weapon.
Oh, kind of same deal.
It's
around Christmas.
The first, when you meet Riggs, he is in a Christmas tree lot.
Okay.
I mean, when they crash into Martaw's house, and Mr. Joshua crashes into the house, there's Christmas lights everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, a Christmas Carol was on TV.
I've never thought of that one.
Mm. Gremlins, to be honest with you. Christmas movie? Christmas movie? Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, absolutely is. Batman Returns can be. I don't know if I want to go that far. Rocky IV, not really, but it's Christmas plays a part in it. See, like somebody mentioned somebody was like, I guess The Godfather is a Christmas movie. The Godfather takes place over decades, right? It's like from the start of The Godfather, because there's some Christmas scenes, right? But this movie takes place over years. Like,
there was only like a couple of Christmas scenes, if I remember right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's because Christmas is in the movie doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie.
No.
But Die Hard is a movie about a Christmas party on Christmas Eve, you know. And somebody said this. I saw somebody made a really good point. They said, if you say that Die Hard's not a Christmas movie because it came out or when it came out or anything like that, then Home Alone's not. Because Home Alone could happen, it could have happened at any point in the year.
But it was literally a Christmas.
Oh no, I agree that Home Alone is a Christmas movie. But if you say Die Hard's not because that could have happened anytime, Home Alone could have happened anytime.
Yes, and that's a good
gone
point.
On vacation in the summer and left the kid there. So
that's a good point.
All right, Ian Howe, whose Twitter handle is DBossed Fanpage. Very cool. In an alternate universe. What do the following SEC coaches do for a living? Jeff Lebby, Lane Kiffin, Hugh Freeze, and Brian Kelly. Hugh Freeze runs the skeeziest used car lot in town.
Yeah, he's 100% a used car salesman.
100%. Kiffin is like a surf instructor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's doing a whole lot with people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's just like, you know... You know what I'm saying. You know who he's teaching.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I'm going to expound on
it. Surf all the time.
Yeah. Somebody asked us about Lebby last week. I'm going to expound on it. You said he'd make a great chef. I think we're going to make Lebby like Aaron Franklin. Like, he is a pit master. Lebby's old style barbecue. He's out there 3 in the morning putting the briskets on, putting the pork butts on. He's one of the top barbecue men in the country.
Yeah, I could definitely see him as a pit master.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly is like a CEO type, like
no, he's like an HR director. He's just angry all the time.
I think he's leading a company somewhere and is just a complete
train wreck.
You know what? Everybody hates working for him. You know, he's inappropriate. I think that's what he is. Right. I don't know what business it would be, but he would be like the boss of the company.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Get me a picture of Spider-Man.
Also from Ian, which player on Mississippi State's current basketball roster would have the most success as a WWE superstar? That's an easy one. Cam Matthews. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
No Cam doubt. Matthews would be a star in WWE.
Yeah, send him to NXT after this.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. All right. JB Holloway, two questions. Which pro sport is the worst product? I'd say the NBA. I think it's MLB. They've done a good job of getting the games a little faster paced, but like the whole Ghost Runner thing to start the extra innings drives me insane.
It's kind of like an international softball.
Yeah. I've never been a big DH guy. That's just me personally. And
you now think everybody should have a pitcher hitting?
The pitcher should hit. And then this golden batter rule they're trying to put in now, I'm going to lose it if that becomes a thing. Have you seen this?
Yes. It's literally all, nobody wants this, by the way. No former players.
Yeah.
No
the commissioner
current players,
thought it
no
was a
coaches.
Good idea. So, yeah, MLB. Plus, MLB, like, this is supposed to be America's pastime, but every game in the postseason starts at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, it's like
there's some I think in the like the wild card round will have like a 3 p.m. game or something.
Sometimes, yeah, but
we need more
days. Yeah, with someone like Kevin Coleman leaving for the portal, they got me thinking. Who's y'all's favorite 1 year player in MSU history? It's the easiest question we've ever gotten. It's the easiest question. It's Dante Jones.
I think he has a very, very good case.
There's not even close.
I don't know who else could really give him a run.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lawrence Roberts for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else.
Power with 2 years. Like football, the first guy I thought it was Orlando Truitt, but I mean, he was just okay. Coleman had a good year this year.
I can't think of a football guy that would fit that bill because Montez Sweat was 2 years.
2 years. Fred Smoot was 2 years.
Yeah, I think it's got to be Dante.
Dante is an easy answer. Easy answer. Ricky Felder asks, if a turtle doesn't have a shell, is it homeless or naked? Ricky, I don't know how to tell you this. It's dead.
It's got to have a shell to live.
Yeah, the shell is part of its body. It's not like the turtle is separate from the shell. The shell is connected to the turtle. So, yes, it's dead is the correct.
That's an excellent mustache, Ricky.
Let's see. Is this really him? I hope that's really you, Ricky, because that is an outstanding mustache.
Well, he's got an MSU camo hat on, so I'm guessing.
I hope it's him. Arsenal guy, though, so I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know. He's got 69 in his name, so who knows?
That doesn't mean anything.
You have to put your head on a swivel.
Yeah, you do. Colton Peterman asks, what is the best white elephant gifts you have seen or been a part of? I've only done white elephant once, and it was last year. So,
is that like Dirty Santa?
Yeah.
My mom always gets like some awesome gifts. We're not doing that this year. We're doing board games. Like, I don't know who came up with this in our family, but I'm going to have a conversation with them. But we're doing board games like in candles. My mom always, like, she'll get, like, all these gifts, like, during the year and just, like, have them at the house or something. And then she'll wrap them and bring them to the thing. And it's, like, it's really good, like, Dirty Santa gifts. It's not, like, a $10 thing.
We're doing this for my in-laws this year for the first time ever, is we're doing Dirty Santa. And we do it with my family in Vicksburg, the Agustinellis and all that. And that's where last year I did it. And I thought I had so their thing is you bring one good gift and one funny gift, right?
Yeah.
And so my funny gift, which my cousin Marty won, was an autographed picture of me.
Oh, that's excellent.
So it was like a picture of me at the mic going like that, and I signed it to my biggest fan. Friday, and he won it.
That thing better be in a picture frame.
Oh, he said, I've seen it. It's in his office. I've seen where he has it. I framed it up for him. Yeah, that was part of the gift.
That is excellent.
Oh, yeah. So we'll see what I do. Maybe I should do that with the in-laws this year. Just mess with them.
They'll throw it in the trash.
They might. Dylan Newell asks, if John Cohen was a villain in a superhero movie, what villain would he be? Cohen would be...
He's got to be, the guy that's just kind of a...
Kind of a yes man.
He doesn't have superpowers, does he? He's just a human.
My thought was the Riddler for a second. Like, not the one from the Batman. That one's...
What about Two-Face?
You win. That's the correct answer. Two-Face. I like that. So Zach Preston asked, if each SEC West head coach was a character from Mario Kart, who would they be? Zach, there is no SEC West. So,
well, he's gonna come back and say the original SEC West.
Well, I mean, that's just not a thing, Zach. I'm sorry.
You just don't want to do the.
I also don't want to do seven things. Yes,
which is what I would have said from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, either way, the ghost of Larry Templeton. Have either of you watched Game of Thrones again now that we have two seasons of House of the Dragon? I haven't gone back and done a rewatch. I don't know that if I did a rewatch, I'd probably stop like right before the Battle of Winterfell.
So the is that the last season?
Yeah, like when they have the Battle of Winterfell, that's probably where I would stop. Because after that, it gets silly.
The last like two episodes are pretty silly, but pretty rough. I did start. I'm in like season three. Like, I started back. I haven't watched it in probably a couple months. But whenever the second season of House of Dragons was coming out, I wanted to rewatch it. And, man, those first few seasons is some of the best TV ever.
Oh, it's like, incredible.
It was unbelievable. I still think, even with the series turning out how it did the last couple episodes, I still think it is a phenomenal series as a whole. I need to get back into I was just actually thinking about this like today about how I hadn't watched it in a few weeks. So, yeah, this is my second time through.
Okay. Also, how many times have you watched The Sopranos? I've got to be over 15 by now. I've watched it front to back, complete, four times.
I just finished in the summer my second time through.
Yeah.
And now I'm watching that documentary.
I find clips to watch all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That documentary that's out on HBO is really good too. It's basically how David Case, came up with the series and how it transpired and stuff. Yeah. They have a ton of video from the auditions, and it is just unbelievable to see. And they had like Tony Sirico was reading for Tony and other spots like. It's cool to see some of those other characters reading for other spots.
Yeah.
If you're a Sopranos fan, that is a must watch just to see how the series came about.
I gotta watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Dalton Lee, I have zero Christmas ideas to give my wife for her to get me. Do y'all have any ideas?
I mean, what do you get for the person that's seen it all?
I mean, this guy's done everything, right?
Do you need new clothes? Do you need new shoes? That's what I asked for this year was new shoes.
That's a good call, yeah.
Something around the house? Is there something that you want to do?
What is your hobby?
Yeah, I always have trouble. But ever since I got into college and got away from the house and stuff, I just don't really like when I got my own money, I just went and bought what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I don't really need anything, and I'm at the point now where it's like, hey, can I get some socks? Remember when socks weren't cool?
Socks
and now
awesome.
You want socks.
I want socks. Yeah. I need socks. Also, what do we ask for this year? My wife and I are doing no gifts this year. We'll see how that turns out, but
You can't just not do gifts.
I'll have something. I'll have a little something.
You've been in the game a lot longer than me.
I know. I'll have a little something.
I want to encourage you.
We're trying to take a big vacation next year, and we're trying to save up for that. So,
yeah, even if they say,
"Oh yeah,
don't give me anything," you have to get something.
Don't you worry.
I'm looking out for you, my friend.
I appreciate it. Well, we're good. We're on the same page. What about you? What'd you ask for?
Well, I already mentioned I needed some shoes.
Ah, shoes. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And some clothes, probably.
All right. We'll do two more here, and then we'll go to the break. Working for the Weekend asks, is it almost pointless to get excited about a signing class these days, seeing how a good number of those players will likely transfer out in a year or two? I would say if you have a top 15 class, you can be excited just because it's cool to have that. But yeah, State's class top 22 or like 22. I mean, I look at that class and how many guys are really going to contribute?
Four. What I look at is, I mean, you obviously have to sign it just for numbers, yeah. You know, and you never know who's going to stick around or develop or whatever. But like, you should get excited about the guys that you feel like can immediately contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Are there players that can help you next year? Those are the guys that you should get excited about. You know, for Mississippi State, you know, Tyshawn Willis,
mm-hmm.
Tyler Lockhart, like those guys I feel like can help you. Tony Mitchell, guys like that that are, you know, instant impact type players. But this is like the last couple of years, this has been, you know, the least excitement I've felt around signing day. I just don't think people have kind of like conditioned themselves to not get upset about it as much anymore, mm-hmm. because they know the transfer portal's there and these players just are in and out.
Right.
There, from a traffic standpoint, we are seeing way more traffic and new memberships and stuff the last couple of weeks around this transfer portal. It has been a total stark difference from in this industry what we used to see. Signing day was the most important day of the year for our industry. And now it's kind of shifting. It's kind of shifting to the transfer portal now, and you're starting to see more and more excitement over this like 2 or 3 week period.
Yeah.
So it's been really interesting to see the shifts. But yeah, it's just not as much excitement anymore around signing day for sure.
All right, one more here, and then we'll do the break. Joe B. Miller ranked the following jobs: fired college football coach, backup quarterback, 26th man on an MLB roster, 13th man on an NBA roster. The number one is fired college football coach. Why? Because the other three guys all have to go to work. They got to go to practice. They got to be at the games. Fired college football coach, you just sit on the couch.
Yeah, and you know, like Dan Mullen, he was just talking about football, like, and he was getting an extra check in addition to what he was getting from Florida.
Right.
It does not get much better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm sure you would like to keep your job, but.
And then after that, I would say the MLB one is probably second. That's the least strenuous sport in terms of practice. The least chance you have of dire physical injury.
You're probably not going to get CTE.
Right. And then so we'll go basketball third, and backup quarterback's probably fourth.
That'll work.
All right. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business need. What does that mean? It means getting the message of your business out to new customers and to old customers alike. Pip Printing and Signs has been doing that for 30 years. Any kind of business, they can help you put together a plan that markets your business in a way that's effective, that's exciting, and that gets the customers to come in the door. Call Cam Baker today at 601-499-5216. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. Tell him you want him to put together a plan for you. That's what he's going to do, and you're going to see the results quickly. When you need printing, call Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. You certainly are looking for it. Just no better place to go on a Saturday afternoon here in Starkville than Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Grab a great food, watch the games on the big screens. It's just a fantastic place to go. And, of course, if you're in the mood for something different, a little more refined, a little more upscale, a little more bourgeoisie, if you will, then you need to go get a fancy sandwich over at The Older Brother, Starkville's best new restaurant, right there in the Cotton District, right next door to their sister restaurant, which is kind of funny because they're brothers. But you see where I'm getting at. Two Brothers Smoked Meats, The Older Brother, right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 50 years.
50, brother.
50. So, when you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. When you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, give them a call. And then, if you need service on anything, you just give them a call back. It's the same number. It's the same people. You have the relationship. They're going to take care of it. A lot of times, they can take care of it the same day because they're in Mississippi, just like you. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games at the Hump, before you go to Duty Noble this spring, before you go back to Davis-Wade next fall, if you're in Starkville and you need MSU gear, you need to head over to our friends at Maroon & Co. This holiday season, if you're looking for some unique Mississippi State gifts, they've got them at Maroon & Co., a better selection than anybody else here in Starkville. And you can shop online at maroonandco.com and use our promo code to save some money. Thunder15, 15% off any regular price item. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Mississippi State sporting events, make sure you make a trip to Maroon & Co. Back with working for the weekend, why do so many establishments, especially restaurants, have pull handles on the inside of restrooms since a large number of people do not wash their hands? Wouldn't it be better to make every interior restroom door a push door? How can you argue with this logic? He's right on. Like, every door out of a restroom should be push, so you don't have to grab the handle.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
It's just smart. Let's see here. Papa Crawdad, is Young Guns an elite Western movie? We'll fight if you say no.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Young Guns is great.
100%.
It's got Bon Jovi in it.
Yeah.
At least music-wise.
Yeah. Logan Ledbetter, what is your favorite moment in any TV show? It's when Vito's head pops up.
Oh, yes. That's up there.
That can't be it. For the Sopranos, what's my favorite moment in the Sopranos? It's when Janice, spoilers for everybody. Sorry. When Janice shoots Richie Aprile. That I was so caught off guard by that. That's gotta be one. Just think about the shows that I really like. Game of Thrones. I'm thinking here. I think it's the fight between the Mountain and the Red Viper. I love that scene, and I hate the way it ends, but I love that scene so much.
And my other
favorite show on the list would be Breaking Bad. It's when it's at the end where right after he blows up Gus Fring, and he's on the phone with Skyler, and she asks him what happened, and he just says, "I won." I love that so much.
Really good moment, but it was anxiety filled, and that was when Hank figures out what's going on.
Yeah.
That was a great TV moment, but man, my blood pressure and my heartbeat was beating through my chest. That was the anxiety coming from that was just
Scene where Walt after they've killed Hank and he's on the run. And he calls Skyler, and he realizes he has to try to make it seem like it was just him so they won't arrest her. And he starts calling her stupid, and he's like trying not to cry. But at the same time, he's staying in Heisenberg character. It's like, if you just listen to me, none of this would have ever happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the same time, and he's kidnapped his baby, and it's just, that's a tough, like, that scene will get you going, so.
Great.
Maybe the single funniest thing in the history.
The what?
Vito's head popping up.
Oh, yeah. The first time I saw that, too. I had no clue that was coming. Like, I wasn't anywhere.
I screamed. I was literally, huh? Like that.
We brought Stefan over to your house for dinner.
I was so disappointed in his reaction, or lack thereof.
I think he was kind of shocked.
Well, I was talking to some friends about this. Our guy Brian McDuff, who asks this question all the time. He made a good point. He's like, nowadays, like gays on television is not a big deal. Like
that's
they're,
true.
They're on every show. In when that show came out and that happened, that was not something you saw. And it was just so, it's just different, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Different time.
Also from Logan, Brian, when will you be willing to give House of Dragon a chance? I gave it a chance. I watched like 6 or 7 episodes. And I was just like, this, I don't like this show.
I thought you only watched like one episode.
No. She had grown up. And I watched like 2 episodes of her as an adult. And I was just like, I don't care about any of these people. So I moved on. Let's see here. Brogan Fairchild, what's a band you've really come to appreciate as you've gotten older that you didn't care for much when you were young? I think mine is The Cure. It's an interesting choice.
Pink Floyd.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. Trying to think. Like, is there a band that, like, I didn't listen to much as a kid? Or just as a younger person? Trying to think my way through my Spotify. Like, I liked Pink Floyd back in the day. That's a good choice, though.
Yeah, because I
know
always
it is.
Like,
I know it is. Never mind. I know it is. Rush. I did not like I was not a big Rush guy when I was a kid. Now I love Rush.
The Rush is great.
Yeah. Also, have you watched Tupelo Kings yet?
Yes.
All right. Thoughts? I haven't seen it yet, so go ahead.
It's wild. It's a wild story. I remember some of the story briefly, but it the scene kind of. How that whole thing unfolded, the characters that are in it was just crazy. And the really crazy thing about it is, you know, I could see people like that in most of the towns in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Like I didn't really bat an eye whenever I like heard some of the things that these people were saying or like, you know, how they acted. Because I see people like that every day in the state of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. This is a very interesting state, to say the least.
Yeah.
And you can go to a convenience store in Ackerman down the road from where I'm at and find people just like, you know, the people that are in this documentary. So, but the story itself was just kind of insane, like how it all intertwined and everything that happened along the way. Just a crazy story.
Yeah.
It's a must-watch. If you're into documentaries, must-watch.
Tyler Sumrall asks, what's your favorite item in your home office? You're in your home office right now. You got a lot of great stuff back there. What's your number one?
My article from the National Championship.
You wrote that. So that's a great choice, yeah.
I built this. I didn't specifically build this shelf, but I had this shelf built for this.
Mm-hmm. You built it around that.
That little space right there is specifically for that picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't have a home office, but I do have like a little memorabilia shelf, and I have a autographed Drew Brees football that's autographed to Brian.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah. Do you know who gave me that?
You told me, but I can't remember.
Corey Pilkington, of all people.
A heart of gold, that man.
Yeah. Gruff exterior, but inside he's just a big teddy bear. So yeah.
He loves us.
Says
we never hear
Brian,
from him, but
Drew
he loves
Brees.
Us.
That's probably my number one. Of the Heisman finalists, who would you rather have on your NFL team? I mean, Hunter, it's gotta be the answer, right? Because he's elite at 2 positions.
Yeah, it's 100% him. And I love Ashton Jeanty, but like running backs are just now. I think they're making a little bit of a comeback, but you can find a good running back. You can find a productive guy. I don't know how many people are like Travis Hunter that can excel on both sides of the ball. And I don't know. I think he's probably a defensive back on the next level, but I don't know. I mean, I could see him
playing. I think he plays DB, and they come up – the same thing they did with Deion. They come up with some offensive packages for him.
And I could see him – like, I could see them using him like Devin Hester or something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
put him
yeah,
in the return game.
I'd let him
get
return.
The ball in his hands.
Yeah. Lee Battle.
Let's Lee Battelle.
I'm sorry, Lee Battelle. Hadid, do you think Robert Faulk's saint of a mother still pinches his ear when she hears him say those awful swear words he uses off of the podcast? Or has she accepted the fact that he's a hell-bound degenerate, like Shirley has with me?
He's trying to bring me down to his level.
Robbie Faulk's not hell-bound. What are we doing here?
He's trying to bring me down to his level and besmirch my great name, and I won't stand for it.
This is this guy, I tell you.
I will not stand for it.
I hear you.
Lee Battelle.
Yeah. Cody Clark, do you have a favorite drink or cocktail that you like to drink during the Christmas season? Also, I got to meet the Cajun Cannon in the Superdome this past Sunday, so it made the loss a little more bearable. Love to see Bobby Hebert at any time. I'm not a big liquor guy, but one thing I always have around the holiday season, and I have, you know, I don't drink regular Cokes anymore, but I will on New Year's Eve have a glass bottle Coke.
Chocolate, I mean, hot chocolate is number one for me.
That's a good call. I just don't like hot drinks.
Well, I don't usually, but hot chocolate when it's cold is perfection.
Well, then it's frozen hot chocolate.
Nah.
No?
And then my mom makes this like orange juice punch, like whenever we're having like a brunch or something.
Yeah.
That is just delicious.
Yeah, we're doing a show on Christmas Eve. We've never done brunch before, so I'm excited.
It's alcohol free, obviously. I don't even know if my mom's ever drank a drop of alcohol in her life, but that is a really good punch.
Okay. Stevie Franks, build your best starting five basketball lineup using classic Christmas movie characters. All right, stay with
Clark
me.
Clark Griswold.
What position? Is he the point guard? You're running the show.
Is he swift enough?
Okay. There's
small
one
forward.
I know I want in there.
Okay.
I want the abominable snowman at the five.
We're just going with like those kind of characters too.
I mean, any character. It's a character.
Okay.
So does Santa make it? Does he make the cut?
He's got to.
Santa's the point guard. He's the Magic Johnson of this group.
But which Santa is it? Is it a specific Santa?
You need to get the Santa from this new movie that's going around. Red One
or whatever?
J.K. Simmons, he is ripped.
Yes.
So let him be the point. I think Clark Griswold could be the two. He'll be the hot hand there. Okay. At the three, I'm trying to think of who's tall.
He's got Die Hard in there. So
yeah, but I mean.
Are we going to go with Bruce Willis?
Is McClane going to be? I don't know.
I mean, he's a gruff individual. He's going to get in the paint. He's probably going to play some good defense.
So
he's going to get the tough baskets for you.
Hold on. I need to know something here. Hold on a second. Neither one of these guys is tall enough. How tall is Chevy Chase? That's what I need to know now. How tall is.
I feel like he's pretty tall. Or maybe I just had that idea.
Okay, we're moving Clark Griswold to the three. All right, Buddy the Elf.
That's where I had a small forward.
Buddy the Elf is going to play the two because he's pretty tall too. He's 6'3".
Okay.
By the way, our sixth man is the Grinch. He's 6'2".
All right.
And then who's going to play the four?
The power forward.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not going to work. Frosty the Snowman is about 4 feet tall, so that's not going to work. Plus, we'd have to keep the arena really cold.
Yes. You're going to have to play on the Cadence Bank floor that has the ice underneath it.
It was so cold.
My feet were frozen.
Trying to think other ideas here. Hold on now. You said Four Christmases is one of your favorite movies, right? Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn, he's a big guy. Well,
He's
okay.
6'5".
And Jingle All the Way.
Oh.
Jingle All the Way. The Big Show was one of the Santas.
Yeah.
And the Big Show played basketball at Wichita State.
Yeah. Are we going to go this route? Oh, I saw.
Put him in. We're going to have the
Arnold
Abominable
just be
Snowman.
The guy?
Abominable Snowman and Big Show in the
Twin
post.
Towers?
Paul White. Who's
All
stopping
right.
that?
All right. I'm with you.
Paul
I'm,
White in his prime.
That's a good call. That's a very good one. Very good. All right. Let's see here. Nathan asks us, is this the first time in Power 4 history that an athletic director who's never made a head football coach hire hired a first-time head coach who hired a first-time defensive coordinator? I really think it might be.
I'm sure it's happened before, but not
first-time
here.
Athletic director, too. He had never been one before.
Yeah, I think it's probably happened before, but not here.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean,
because Mullen brought
in. It's possible to happen like in the 40s and 50s.
Mullen brought in an experienced defensive coordinator year one, so that's no good. Moorhead brought in Bob Shoup. That was he knew what he was doing. Arnett had been a defensive coordinator under, but Leach had obviously been a coordinator too, so, or being a coach too, so it doesn't count. Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. Caleb Goddard asks, I was walking back to my apartment Monday night and I heard Shipping Up to Boston blaring through the Davis Wade Stadium speakers. Should I have gone to see if they were announcing Man Dullen as the head coach with Pack Drescott as the portal quarterback? Man Dullen.
If only.
Oh, goodness. All right. Rob Ford Polk asks, rank these action movies, The Terminator, Die Hard, Predator, Terminator 2, Rambo, Aliens. All right. It's right in my wheelhouse. Predator is the greatest action movie of all time, in my opinion. That's number one. It is solid. There's no pee break in Predator. It is good the whole movie through. So I'm going that with number one. T2 is second.
T2 is better than Terminator 1.
It is better. So when we says Rambo, are we talking about First Blood?
First Blood.
That's not as good as Rambo 2.
It's got a
First Blood Part 2.
It's the first one.
Yeah. That's not, I don't even know if that's really an act. It's an action movie, but at the same time, like there's a bigger storyline than just kicking ass. Right?
And taking names.
Yeah. I'm gonna go. This is where I'm gonna go. Predator, T2, Die Hard, Terminator, First Blood, Aliens. Aliens is not an action movie, it's a science fiction movie.
Did you ever play Rambo on, was it the Nintendo or Sega Genesis?
I think it was on Sega Genesis.
Did you ever play that?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what console it was, but I specifically remember that game.
Yeah. What are some features you like to see come back in the next college football game? For instance, player discipline. One time police were called to Kyle York's apartment in my game, and I had to suspend him. I had to tag Kyle York in this. I had to break our own rule just so he would see this. I like that. I don't mind.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah. If you're like, you know, hey, a player got arrested and, you know, how you deal with it sort of determines the culture of your program and so on and so forth. That's not a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I think you should be able to tamper with players.
Yeah, but you have a penalty if you get caught.
You
like
get,
there's a chance you can get caught.
Yeah, there's a chance. Like if you get caught, then the NCAA can do something to you. That would be cool, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Matt McCann asks, "What is our favorite fast food side item? Popeyes mashed potatoes and gravy, or red beans and rice are pretty high on the list for me. Can think of a few others, but I didn't want to steal your thunder. Popeyes mashed potatoes and gravy are outstanding."
Elite.
Fantastic.
Elite.
And
then you take the chicken and dip it into the mashed potatoes and gravy.
All right, I'm going to give you – are you ready? I don't know if you're ready for what's about – I'm about.
What
to
about a Popeye's biscuit?
Does that count as a side item? That's bread.
That's a side, isn't it?
All
no,
right.
it's just addition.
Well, that's the case. KFC's biscuits are better than Popeye's.
I don't think that's a side because okay. It comes with your meal, does it not?
I'm going to teach you something real quick. They don't make the dirty rice anymore. I used to do this with dirty rice. You can do it with red beans and rice, though. Get you a Popeye's chicken thigh. Pull the skin off of it. Scoop the red beans and rice into the skin and make a taco.
Okay. A chicken taco.
A chicken skin taco. I mean, all right.
That's fat man ingenuity. That's what we would do, like, as kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would figure that stuff out our own engineering.
Chick-fil-A mac and cheese. Very good.
I don't know if I've had their mac and cheese.
It's very good.
Do we get into the fries? Like,
so if we're getting into fries, I mean, I got a lot of options here.
I mean, I
the best fries are Five Guys. Five Guys fries.
I despise McDonald's, but their fries are undefeated.
They are good.
I don't like McDonald's, but I cannot deny the fries are excellent.
Sonic cheddar peppers.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites. I love the cheddar peppers.
I like the Sonic Tots.
Tots. Yeah, that's a good choice. Sonic's Tots are good. Well, I'm trying to think, is there anything else that strikes? Now, what about like Cookout, where you can get like chicken nuggets as a side?
Yeah, but I like Cookout a lot, but I feel like their food's rather generic.
It's very generic, but it's cheap. It's what it is.
That's why it is generic, because it's cheap.
Is there anywhere else that I'm missing here that has like something unique? I feel like we're missing something, and people are gonna be like, "I can't believe you didn't say this."
Well, it's your opinion.
Yeah, yeah. All right, there we go. Where are we here? Reed Green asks, Robbie, have you heard of this groundbreaking invention known as electric blankets?
I have.
What's going on here with that? So on Sports Talk this week, we learned that Borky learned that electric blankets existed this week.
What?
He had never heard of electric blankets before.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he had no idea they existed. He was talking about he has a weighted blanket. And I was like, yeah. He was like, and I just found out that, like, they make these heated blankets. And I was like, what the hell do you mean you just found out?
Yeah, we used to put those things underneath, like, the comforter.
He had never heard of an electric blanket until earlier, like, last week.
The more I think about electric blankets, the more I think those are seriously dangerous.
No, they're very dangerous. They can't be.
Like, I guess that's why we don't really see them anymore.
He'd never heard of it. No. We got people who still use electric blankets. They still exist.
They're still for sale?
Yeah. Oh. One of our great listeners, Alex Watson, she'll tell you. She sleeps with one even in the summer, every night.
Really?
Yeah, she's like super cold nature. Because I was talking to her about Borky. She's like, I don't understand how a grown man has never heard of an electric blanket.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
But he was up there in the Outer Banks or something up there in North Carolina. This is what happens.
Now that Tupelo ended their championship drought, who would you consider to be the Buffalo Bills of the Mississippi high school football? And who would y'all consider to be the Saints and the Steelers? The Bills, I think I know the answer to this. The Bills is Brandon.
And Brandon is the Bills now.
Brandon is the team that's never won, and they are the next team that should win one.
Yep.
All right. The Steelers would be South Panola. Like, they are the team with the most championships.
Well, West Point is the Steelers.
Okay, West Point or Louisville then?
Yeah, West Point or Louisville.
Okay, that's fine.
But they're still winning. The Steelers haven't won anything since 2009.
Then they're kind of a good example then, right?
There probably are more South Panola.
Okay, Panola.
Because they're still good, but they haven't really done anything for, 15 years.
Uh-huh. I've got a good one for the Saints.
Greenwood. Who?
Greenwood. Greenwood would have won one state championship. They won it like back in the 80s. And since then, they've just been ever since then. That's what they are.
But didn't they? They had a great franchise or program for years.
Okay. So you're talking about a team that just like came out of nowhere to win one? Who would that be?
Well, the Saints were awful forever. And then
Peddle be the answer to that?
Horn Lake
has it. They won a state title with N'Kobe Dean, right?
Yes, 2000.
Yeah, all right. I can live with that. Horn Lake. I can live with that. There you go. Kivas Wright. Two questions. I know these events already happened. Did you watch Full Gear and or the Survivor Series War Games? I watched Full Gear. I did not watch War Games.
I was opposite. I didn't watch Full Gear, but I watched War Games.
All right. He didn't ask anything. Oh, if so, what are your thoughts? Full Gear, it was okay. I mean, AEW, their pay-per-views are good, but I still don't know where a lot of their stories are going.
What was the Full Gear main event? Was that Daniel Bryan? And
no, that's Moxley and Orange Cassidy.
That's right. And I'm guessing Moxley won.
Yeah. So, what'd you think of War Games?
It was good. I thought it was really good. They're telling a story here with CM Punk. He whispered into Paul Heyman's ear that he's going to come back one day and ask for something. He needs Paul to deliver on it. Mm-hmm. There was kind of some tension between he and Roman Reigns, so you don't know what's going to happen there. It appears they're setting something up for Rollins and CM Punk. It was really good, I thought.
Right.
And the women's match was awesome, too.
Okay. Jay in Baltimore, I'm going to this weekend's highly anticipated Ravens-Steelers game. Will the winner of this game win the AFC North? You would know better than me.
I don't know if the winner – I think if the Steelers win, they will. But if the Ravens win, I would lean towards the Ravens because, like he mentions, I mean, their schedule is significantly easier. But you know, if the Steelers win, I think that they're in a really, really good spot.
All right. Kurt says, tonight at an event, a lady with a major Charlie horse cramp yelled to get her purse that had pickle juice in it. She drank it, and within 2 minutes, the cramp went away. What's the weirdest medical solution to an issue you've ever heard of? Two things. First off, I knew that pickle juice helped cramps, but why were you just carrying it around? Was she expecting to have a cramp?
She might be crampy.
All right, she's a cramper. Two, if you get stung by a jellyfish, pee on it is the craziest medical solution I've ever heard of something.
It's up there. Yep. Yeah.
Grateful Dog, longtime listener, first time Rumbler. Welcome. What's the deal with the hard L in the word folks? Brian and Steve are the only two people I've ever heard pronounce it with the hard L. Have I and everyone I've ever known been saying it wrong for 42 years? Say that word.
Folks.
So you got no L in there. Folk. You're just saying
folks. I say folks.
Folks.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying it different than you?
You're a little more pronounced on it.
On the L.
Folks.
Folks.
You say folks.
I thought that's how you said it.
I don't think that there's a right or wrong way to say it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Rob Chittum, what's the best lesson your parents ever taught you? Craps have the best odds in the casino. No, I'm just kidding.
The best lesson. I learned a lot.
Do what you say. My mom was always big on that. Like, if you say you're going to do something, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got one? Surely Big Daddy gave you a lesson worth.
I mean, I don't know what my number one would be, the best.
Okay.
You know, there's, I can't even name the amount of lessons I learned.
Yeah. Also from Rob, what's the greatest sports moment you have ever witnessed in person? It's got to be you were at the national championship.
Yeah, I was at the national championship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Morgan Williams shot was.
Good choice.
That's how good that moment was, mm-hmm. is that it's hard for me to say for sure it was national championship.
That's more of a moment, that shot.
That was a moment in time for sports.
Yeah. Whereas the national championship, great for Mississippi State fans, but it's a 9-0 game. I mean, if you're going to pick something, maybe Kellum Clark's home run where everybody realizes, oh my God, they're going to win. But yeah.
I mean, I think Morgan Williams might be the greatest. Morgan Williams hitting a shot to end a 111-game winning streak or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, this run by UConn, I don't know if people truly grasp it,
mm-hmm.
but it quite possibly could be the greatest run ever in sports.
Yeah, by a team. You're not wrong.
To win 111 straight games, which is what, like three and a half
seasons
without a loss?
Yeah.
And that was, you know, they had, it was like UCLA in the 70s. Like, this run that they went on was, like, unfathomable. And Mississippi State, this little team that's never done anything in women's basketball, knocks them off in the Final Four. Nobody thought State was going to be close in that game, and they end up winning it. That's something that's going to be played not just for women's basketball March Madness, but for all March Madness every single year forever. So, yeah, that moment was pretty cool.
All right. Pip Horrell, what was your most memorable Christmas present? I received a chopper bicycle and still remember that present and how much I enjoyed that bicycle. I was sad when my parents sold it at a yard sale, even though I had outgrown the bike. What stands out? What was your number one?
One of them was my my first guitar. Just, I don't ever even play it anymore, but just the semblance around it of that being the first time I'd ever had a guitar or whatever. I think I was like 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a Yamaha, a black and white, looks like a Stratocaster, Yamaha out of a Sears catalog. And I picked it out. My parents bought it. And then a couple of years later, my dad bought me a 12-string acoustic guitar. And I still actually play that. So either one of those are, to me, my most memorable.
All right. Mine is the Nintendo Entertainment System I got like the first year it came out. That was huge for me. I'm a big video game kid, as you know. And going back to the earlier days when Santa brought me the Hall of Justice from the Superpowers set. I was a big Superpowers guy. Like, everybody else was like G.I. Joe and He-Man. And I had those things and I liked them, but I loved the Superpowers with Superman and Batman and all that. And to get the Hall of Justice was incredible for me. So that was way up there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Brooks Taylor with a few questions here for us. What's the most obscure team in either NCAA football game that you've brought to prominence through the years? I've always leaned MAC and Sun Belt teams like Kent State, ULL, or ULM. I played a Navy dynasty.
I did Air Force with Dan Mullen.
Yeah, there you go. With Dan Mullen?
Yep. 2014, I won like 5 national championships in a row with State. I got bored. And then I decided, like, at the end of the season, these job offers would pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And the most obscure one was Air Force. So I took Air Force from the triple option to running, you know, the read option spread. Yeah. And in my first year, I was undefeated and won the national championship.
There you go. Also from Brooks, if Lebby is fired after the coming year, do you think Mullen would be the way to go like a lot of people want, or find a proven portal era coach? I lean towards the latter. I want to see what Mullen does here year one at UNLV. If he goes into the portal and is able to get guys and keep them going, then I would have no issues bringing him home if you have to go that route.
Objectively, honestly, I would rather Jeff Lebby work out.
Yes, if I had a choice.
You know, I know a lot of people are ready to move on, but I think Mississippi State needs stability more than anything, so that would be my first choice. But if it doesn't work out, this is the best situation right now for Mississippi State. Dan Mullen goes back into, and I don't know if he would even be willing to come back. I think he would, but, or if Mississippi State would be willing to take it. But Dan Mullen is now back in Division I coaching in the FBS at a place that, you know, it's not the SEC, but this is a team that was competing for the playoff. So this is a good measuring stick to see where Dan Mullen is. If he succeeds there and he's showing that he can win there, then that is your first call, and I'm throwing the bank at him and trying to get him back home because you know he can win here. And if he's showing that he can win in this portal era and he's, you know, embracing it, which I have no reason to believe he's not, then it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Where are we here? Hunter Boland asks us, settle a debate amongst my friend group, which Christmas movie is better, The Polar Express or Christmas Vacation? There is a correct answer here. Merry Christmas, love the show. It's Christmas Vacation.
Is it without a doubt.
Not even close. Not even close.
The Polar Express has some very weird moments for me. The kids they freak me out.
Yeah.
They're very weird, like the animation is weird.
Yes.
And Tom Hanks has like six different voices in this. Like he voices, and that's kind of weird to me too.
Agreed.
And I like the significance of the movie and all that stuff, but there's some weird moments in it. Christmas Vacation is classic all the way through.
Mimi Aldridge asks, Rendezvous or Central Barbecue? What's your top pick for barbecue in Memphis? We're going this Saturday to watch the Dogs Hoop. I would definitely go Central over Rendezvous. Rendezvous is so overrated. It is a tourist trap. You're going to wait for like an hour. The ribs are just okay. The beer is super expensive. Go to Central.
Yeah, Central is unquestioned number one out of these two.
Cody, out of all the Thunder and Lightning sponsors, who would you most likely have a career with? I could work over at Two Brothers and work
meats. No doubt.
Yeah.
Two Brothers 100%.
Yeah. Also any tips?
If I either didn't have a family or I was like completely financially good, I would go to Two Brothers and like, I don't know, be a bartender, hang out by the, you know, cook the wings or something. It would be fun. Like I would really enjoy that.
Also, from Cody, any tips or secrets to making the best Mississippi pot roast? Two things I do that are different than, like, the standard recipe is just put the au jus pack, put the ranch, put the peppers, go, right? I see roast before I do that. I'll put, like, some salt and pepper. Not a lot of salt because there's a ton in that au jus and the ranch, right? But just a little bit of AP seasoning. And I'll rub it down with, like, some Worcestershire sauce. Or some W sauce or something before I put the seasonings on. It helps them. That's what I do.
Yeah. I don't do any of that, but I'm sure that's really good.
Yeah, it's great.
It's literally foolproof.
It really is. If you just follow the recipe, it will be delicious every time. John Bryant Stewart asked us, can we elaborate on the Moultrie knee situation? A great Mississippi State story.
I mean, it's been... been like 12 years.
Yeah, I think we're good. We could talk about it now.
Moultrie was taking part in some recreational medicine that, you know, may or may not be good for chronic pain or glaucoma.
It's been 12 years, just say it. He was smoking weed.
And basically, like, he was suspended.
Yeah.
And Rick Stansberry was adamant that he had a knee injury and he was, you know, Moultrie's out with a knee.
Right.
And we all knew what it was at that point. And I was in media relations at the time, so I couldn't say anything. You know, I was a student, but I can tell you what it is at this point. That's the story pretty much.
Yeah, that's all it is. So when you hear somebody has the Moultrie knee, it means they've been suspended for off the field stuff, but we're telling you it's an injury. Where are we here? Jarrett Reister asked if State can't land Cromanhuck. Well, they did, so let's move on. Tony Harlow, how do players get paid? Do they get a signing bonus and paid monthly during the season? I think that's exactly how it works. I think they get a little money up front, and then for every month they're on the roster, they have a check.
That's why, you know, a lot of these are put into place now to cover the bowl game. You're not going to get your last month's payment unless you play in the bowl game. That's what a lot of guys are doing. And the ones that opt out or whatever, those are going to be the ones that are going to have an NFL contract in the coming months anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Got some questions here from Rob Hadaway. What is the best gift and the worst gift from the 12 Days of Christmas song? The best gift is easy, the 5 gold rings. That's easy. No hassle, right?
Yeah, here's the birds. Any birds are off the list for me.
So, well, here's what I'm saying, Robbie. We've talked about this before. You get these gifts every day, right? So you get 12 partridges in 12 different pear trees.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you get 24 turtle doves. You get, not 24, you get 22 turtle doves, 30 French hens. You get 28 calling birds. You're going to get, I mean, it's a ton of, so these birds are making a ridiculous racket, right?
And what are the maids of milking?
That means, so maids of milking implies there's cows. So that
but
means
they
you got
do
eight
the work.
Maids and eight cows, but you get four times that, you get it four times. So you have 32 women and 32 cows.
And the women do the milking.
Right.
It's that, like, you don't
They're
have
milking
to worry
the
about
cow.
The cows.
Right.
So they'll supply, they'll get the milk, and
yeah.
Then, you know, that might actually be the most prominent gift. Because
you do get 32 cows out of it.
Because you're, well, do you get the cows or do you get the maids?
The fact that they are milking implies that they are cows, right? There are cows.
But you will have to supply the cows.
Well, what good are the maids? No. The cows come with. They're part of the gift.
You just made that up. We have to have clarification.
I think it's if you look at the subtext.
Well, if the cows come with it, because then we can slaughter the cows after the fact and have our own beef.
I think
the Mississippi Beef Council.
The piper's piping. That's going to be a racket.
That's annoying.
Yeah, because you get 22 of them because you get there the 11th day. So you get them on the 11th day and the 12th day. You have 22 pipers piping. That's just loud. Nobody wants
that. Nobody wants it.
Also from Rob, do you buy into the theory that Carl Winslow and Sergeant Al Powell are the same person in the same cinematic universe? I do not.
It is interesting that he played a police officer in two different stages.
Yeah, I know. I agree with that, but I mean, he gets kind
of... Well, it can't be in the same cinematic universe because they're two different people.
They're two different people, yeah.
Now, if he was Sergeant Carl Winslow in Die Hard, then
are they saying that, like, after the events at Nakatomi, that he decided to pick up and move to Chicago and change his name? Is that what they're suggesting?
You could probably make a case for that, I think.
Okay. All right. Jonathan asks us, am I the only one who doesn't care about these offensive transfers? I mean, yeah, it looks good, but until we get D-line guys, next year will be just as bad, if not worse. This is one of those two things can be true at the same time, Robbie. Yes, State needs to get much better defensively, and they need to get those players, but they had to get offensive guys too.
Yeah. I don't understand the people that diminish Mississippi State getting good players on offense. They need good players on offense too.
Yeah.
Like, this has been the most difficult thing this offseason is convincing people that you can have both things. You can have offensive players and defensive players.
Yeah.
It doesn't take away your time recruiting either side of the ball. You don't have to pick and choose. You can have it all. And Mississippi State getting a former five-star quarterback is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, maybe you aren't the only person that doesn't care, but Brian and I are not in that group.
Correct.
I think it's a good thing that Mississippi State got Luke Krummenhawk, but they also need defensive linemen.
Yeah.
And I also believe that Mississippi State's defense, as we sit here today, is better than it was last year. Like, could you agree with that? They didn't really lose anything on the defensive line. They've added players on the defensive line.
Yeah, it might be better, but I don't know if it's better enough.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, as we sit here today, I feel better about Mississippi State's defense than I did last year. I might not feel great about it. I don't think it's elite or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've already added some pieces and have the potential to add more that we feel really good about. And you look at the safety room, immediately better with Stonka Burnside, Tony Mitchell, and Jerron Manning, and Isaac Smith back.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically looking at, you need to add some pieces on the defensive line, but really one more corner, one or two more corners that mm-hmm. could start. I think they're already moving in that direction, but there is more work that has to be done. But, I don't think they've gotten worse.
I don't think they've gotten worse. I just don't know that they've gotten better. That makes sense.
I think they've gotten better.
We'll see.
They have work to do. I think they've gotten better.
Last one for the day, Whit McAnally. Which do you prefer, vinegar-based slaw or mayo-based slaw? I don't like slaw. Go ahead, Robbie.
I'm not a big fan of it either.
All right. Traditional potato salad or mustard-based potato salad? I don't like potato salad. Go ahead, Robbie.
Mustard.
Okay. Baked beans with meat or baked beans with no meat? I don't like beans. Go ahead, Robbie.
Oh my gosh. The most picky eater I've ever seen in my life.
I'm a grown man. I'll eat what I want.
Yeah, I know.
I'm paying for it.
Well, not always. You won't take free stuff sometimes.
Yeah, and I don't complain when I get free stuff.
Yeah, you do.
No. No. We had this discussion, and everybody agreed with me.
Who?
When we had this discussion, like, last year.
Baked beans with meat,
yeah,
I would
think
prefer.
It would be better with meat, right?
I can take baked beans without it, too. But if I was given the choice, I would take it with some beef in there.
All right, there we go. All right, tomorrow's show, we've got Luke Crumenhawk, plus anybody else that commits between now and then. We'll talk about that. Mississippi State, Central Michigan, basketball recap. We'll have all of that for you. Plenty of good stuff to talk about as we get ready to go into the weekend. Guys, have a great Wednesday. We'll be back with you on Thursday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.